Today from the Ohio Newsroom, protecting animal health in Ohio.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Claire Roth. Agriculture is one of the state's top industries, and while weather, labor, and soil health all contribute to success on the farm, there's another often unseen force that keeps livestock producers in business: veterinarians. The state is investing nearly $30 million over the next 2 years to grow their presence in rural areas. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
All right, girl, let's see what you got.
Amanda Wagner herds a set of goat horns into a stanchion at a farm in Allen County. The rural veterinarian is performing an ultrasound on Nala, a shaggy goat that tap dances nervously as Wagner probes her hairy belly.
There we go. So you see these C-shaped things?
Mm-hmm.
So that's mom's attachment to the baby. Tells us she's pregnant.
Rob Morgan, the owner of the Fidgety Farm Animal, has long awaited this checkup. When he first sought a vet from a nearby county, they were too busy to help.
When I called them up, they said they were waiting on medicine, and that was a year ago or so.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And so I just didn't even call them back.
The USDA considers Allen County a veterinarian shortage area, one of 10 in the state. Wagner says that's because the economics are difficult. People like Morgan need veterinarians, but many small towns don't have enough animal patients to sustain a full-time practice.
They couldn't afford to pay us what, you know, what we would need to make just to make a decent living.
Instead, vets like Wagner have to zigzag across county lines to help wean calves and dole out vaccinations. Oftentimes, owners of sick livestock have to load their large animals in a trailer and travel for care, which can be risky and costly for families.
It's not a new concept or a new problem. It's been there, but it's only getting worse.
That's Rustin Moore, Dean of Ohio State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. Last fall, the university launched Protect Ohio, a state-funded program devoted to reversing the trend. It's critical, Moore says, because veterinarians are the first line of defense against animal-borne illnesses like bird flu or COVID-19.
If it's one of those infectious diseases that could spread to people or even wipe out a whole flock or herd of animals, we really need veterinarians on the ground in those communities.
The program hopes to build a better pipeline for young people in rural areas. They're reaching out to high schools and community organizations to encourage kids like Rob Morgan's son, Noah, to become vets.
It would just be really great for there to be more availability in places that need it, especially here in the Lima area.
Student loans average around $170,000 for veterinary school, and that's not counting undergrad. The program offered $900,000 in scholarships last fall and is educating students about loan forgiveness opportunities for vets who set up small town practices. But Moore says it doesn't stop at education. Protect Ohio is conducting town halls across the state to understand what support vets need after they get their degree.
And then how does the community support them when they come back after graduation? Financially, do they provide a clinic for them to work out of? Do they provide them an ambulatory vehicle that's stopped? You know, we have to do this together.
It doesn't matter how far you may live from a farm. Moore says investing in rural veterinarians is a statewide responsibility. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Allen County.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.